Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. 5 days prior to the national tribute to the Harki, Algerians who served as auxiliaries in the French army during the Algerian War of Independence, President Macron has been hosting an event at the Élysée Palace this morning. More than 300 people were invited, with the aim being to acknowledge the Harki's contribution and France's position in recognising their role in the war. The head of state said a short while ago, the Harkis gave their strength, shed their blood and gave their lives for France. The use of the health pass could be extended beyond November the 15th and is being examined by Parliament in the run-up to it being officially presented to the Council of Ministers on October the 13th. In the meantime, the government is looking into ways to alleviate the current restraints in light of the improvement in COVID figures. At least 8 people have been killed in a shooting at a Russian university in Perm, in the centre of the country. A student opened fire with what is believed to be a compressed air gun and has been arrested. Footage spread on social media networks show scenes of students fleeing from the attacker through windows in the targeted building. And finally, this past weekend was a celebration of France's heritage, when cultural venues become a centre of focus. Last year's lockdown restrictions due to the health crisis meant most events were cancelled, but this year saw over 8 million people attending over the past 2 days. This is still a long way from usual numbers, which are usually around the 12 million mark. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.